This is Charles Moster. I'm the owner of the Moster Law Firm, and we're based in Austin, Dallas, Houston, Midland, Odessa, and Lubbock. We have substantial staff that's dedicated to fighting scammers that are selling you non-functioning and defective solar panels. It's a very focused area of the law, and we know it incredibly well. It all starts off with a scam. And to many of our clients, this is deja vu. So here it goes. Someone knocks on your door uninvited. Hey, it's a salesperson for a solar panel company. You're a nice person, which is always the case. You let them in and you get this fantastic pitch on the amazing, miraculous benefits of solar energy and the solar panels they want to sell you. It will provide all of your electrical needs. So incredible that you'll no longer need to be on the grid. You'll be gridless. And in fact, your utility bill will go down to zero. You could even sell power back to the utility and make more money. Boy, you're going to have a lot of savings. And to make this thing possible, they just so happen to have in their pocket a wonderful loan facility, typically by GoodLeap or Dividend or any number of these companies, to give you a great introductory rate on a new loan to pay for a system that starts usually at about $40,000 and has gone up to $200,000 for all of the panels that you need. It sounds great. Why wouldn't you do it? And it's green. So you sign on the iPad dotted line, and the next thing, lo and behold, you get is an email from the lender, and you sign that one too. So what happens next? Well, what happens next is an absolute travesty. The system doesn't work. The system is not connected. It doesn't save you any money at all on your utility bill. It provides maybe 5% of electric output where they said it was going to provide 100% total lives. And then you find out you don't get a rebate at all, which is what they promised you. It's an offset against income. The whole thing is a scam. You're upset because you suddenly have to pay a loan over maybe 20 years for a huge amount of money monthly on a system that doesn't work. You call up the solar panel company, and guess what? They're gone, or they're promising to help you, and they never do. And you're stuck, you're totally bewildered, and you feel completely scammed. And guess what? You are. So what do you do? Well, in a situation like this, it's important to consult a very experienced lawyer, as this is a very focused area of the law. I'll give you a quick primer on how we approach these cases, and then if you're interested, you could set up a complimentary appointment with my office to visit with me. Not one of my associates. I've been at this stuff as a lawyer for over 40 years, so quite a while. I actually hail from Washington, D.C., and I worked in the Reagan administration for anyone that can remember that many, many years ago, and I've been in the Lone Star State since 1990 for quite a while, so we routinely handle these cases. The way they resolve is under two laws in Texas. And I don't want to get over technical because I wanted to keep this brief. One is the Residential Construction Liability Act, or the RCLA. The way that works is if you have a construction defect, which this is, your lawyer from our office or wherever you go will meet with you, get all the details. We definitely have to send a structural engineer, typically just simply an inspector, which is lower priced, out to your home to do a full inspection so we can document the nature of what's going on with the solar panels. It's critical that we get a baseline. It's usually a couple of $100 to do something like this. It's not exorbitant. But if we don't have the baseline information, very much like you need proper medical investigative information before you have surgery, we can't win the case. So we don't take a case unless we can refer to you, which our clients pay for, not a structural engineer, I misspoke earlier, just simply an inspector to get a baseline on what's going on. Because we know your problems, but we have to have an objective person write it up in a report, and that's how you win these cases. The next thing we do, of course, is we speak with you, we get all the details, and then we send a demand letter out to the seller, which sets forth all the defects. And under Texas law, the RCLA, the Residential Construction Liability Act, they're required to replace or repair the system and any other problems. In a lot of these cases, a majority of these cases, there's actual damage to your roof and water infiltration because they did such a lousy job with their contractors. oftentimes it's day labor and they're not paying attention. It's very, very common what happens in these cases. So we send all that information to the seller. It could be any number of the sellers that sell this junk across the state. Then they get a lawyer, and then we do our work. Under Texas law, they have a right to inspect the bad system within 35 days, which they do. So they generate their own inspection report. So now we have two reports. And then they have to give you a settlement offer within 60 days. So we go back and forth with that. And we try to get this thing resolved within phase one of our work at the law firm, which comports with the RCLA, the Residential Construction Liability Act. If we're not successful, it's not our fault. It's just simply they're not doing what they said they're going to do. So if that happens, then the next phase, typically under your agreement that you sign, is that there's going to be a mediation. A mediation can't take place until the 60 days expires under the RCLA. And a mediation is simply you go to a very experienced lawyer whose duty and responsibility is try to get the parties to resolve the dispute. My job is to be an advocate. All I care about is winning. And I'm not a young lawyer. I'm 70 years old. I have lots of other lawyers who also work with me. But all I care about is winning. A mediator has a different mission. They want to see if they can bridge any problems as to why it wasn't settled in what we call phase one. And oftentimes we're very successful in that type of situation. And then the case is over. Now, if in fact the case is resolved, we paper it up, and then we also bring in an independent inspector that will bring in, typically the person we utilized earlier, to actually confirm that they did the job right, because you don't trust these people. Now, the sticky wicket under Texas law is you have to use the bad contractor to potentially do the repair or replacement. You have to do it under Texas law. We didn't make the law at the law firm, but my experience is that even if they've done a horrible job, when the law firm is shining its spotlight on them, they do a good job. I know that's counterintuitive, but that's been my experience. If we're not successful, again, not our fault in mediation, but we typically are, the next phase would be we have to go to court. And that is typically in arbitration, which is means you go before a private judge, which sounds like a kangaroo court, but it's not. It's actually totally valid under something called the Federal Arbitration Act. It typically is a fraction of the cost of a regular public court, and then the case gets resolved one way or the other, and that's how we try to do it. The other statute that applies here is the Texas Deceptive Trade Practice Act, or the DTPA. Very powerful statute. It allows consumers to sue for fraudulent practices, deceptive trade practices, which is exactly what this is. And if we're successful, we can recover three times the economic damages to you. So that's how these cases progress. So the good news here is there's no reason to feel despair. I know you feel that way. That's why you tune into this thing. There's a lot of hope. But just like in medicine, you have to find someone who's very experienced and has done a lot of these procedures. And I could tell you that from my own experience. When I need something done, I go to the Cleveland Clinic. I go somewhere where they've done it repeatedly, whatever it's required, cardiac or whatever. So I have confidence that it's going to be done well. You could have confidence that we have the experience to get the job done. Anyway, that's my brief primer on going after your solar panel individual or company that has defrauded you. They have to repay your attorney's fees and costs if we're successful. So that's really an excellent situation. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an introductory conference with myself, Mr. Monster, just hit the button below and we'll get back to you. It'd be our pleasure. There's no charge for it, and I actually enjoy it. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for tuning in.